Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano and welcome to Harp and Boo, sharing the best opinions from social media on Leinster and Ireland rugby. This is episode 41, which I've titled He Slips Sliding Away. This weekend's opponents for the Boys in Blue are Ulster in the Magners League semi-final with kickoff at the RDS tonight at 7:05 p.m. and live coverage on TG Cahir and BBC Two Northern Ireland. Well, later on I'll reveal the Irish World Cup squad chosen by you, but first, no doubt you're all looking forward to this evening's massive contest, by which, of course, I mean the first ever grand final in the Harpin' on Rugby Halftime Social Media Quiz. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba! Or maybe you're more interested in the Leinster match. Yeah, probably so, but hey, what's not to like about a grand final? I mean, first up, it's a final that's being described as grand. I mean, come on. Plus, in this quiz final, we have a Leinster v Munster matchup within the blue corner at D. Brannock and in the red at Desha Prop, both of whom have scored in 5 of the 6 rounds so far, so they're well worthy of their place in the final. But most of all, they're playing for this month's grand prize of a Bod Is God t-shirt, which has been offered by the boys at dumptackle.com. Thanks again to them. Now, I'm not sure what a diehard Munster fan is going to do with a t-shirt like that, and I probably don't want to know, but anywho, there was a little bit of sledging yesterday between the two finalists on Twitter. First up, D. Bradna came out with this to his opponents: good luck tomorrow, but you're going down. To which Desha Prop replied, cheers, we'll be at the game tomorrow, so 3G signal may get the better of me. But D. Bradna wasn't having any of that, and he came back with this interesting revelation: I'll be there too, so it'll be a level playing field. Interesting, eh? So if you're at the RDS tonight and happen to see two different blokes around 8 o'clock furiously tapping at their phones and swearing profusely, you probably have me to blame. Now, in case you don't know how the final works, it's quite simple. When the question is posted tonight, on or around halftime, whichever of those two gets a correct answer in first within 15 minutes is the champion. So best of luck to both of them. And don't forget, even if you're not taking part in the grand final, you should still have a go at answering the question. Why? Well, not only do points scored tonight count towards the next grand final, and I have a prize almost lined up for that, but also we have a bonus spot prize tonight for the fastest answers on both Facebook and Twitter. They'll win a game pack of temporary Leinster tattoos from sportsinc.ie, though I'm sure if a non-Leinster fan wins, they'll be flexible. So basically what I'm trying to say is, if you've access to social media around halftime during tonight's match, have a go at the question, okay? Now, finally, to this week's open side topic, and it was, name your starting Irish World Cup 15, pretend nobody is injured. Just wanted to take a snapshot of opinion right now, and we had 39 selections, which is double as I was expecting, so thanks to everyone for taking the time to send them in. I haven't added my own selection to the vote, and I've assembled a bench based on the runners-up at the various positions. So here is the Harpin' on Rugby Reader's ideal World Cup match 22. Loosehead prop, Cian Healy. Hooker, Jerry Flannery. Tighthead prop, Mike Ross. Second row, Leo Cullen and Paul O'Connell. Number 6, Stephen Ferris. Number 7, Sean O'Brien. Number 8, Jamie Heaslip. Scrum half, Owen Redden. Out half, Johnny Sexton. Left wing, Keith Earls. Inside centre, Gordon Darcy. Outside centre, Brian O'Driscoll. Right wing, Tommy Bowe. Fullback, Rob Carney. On the bench, hooker, Rory Best. Prop, Tom Court. Lock, Donnacha O'Callaghan. Flanker, David Wallace. Scrum half, Peter Stringer. Out half, Ronan O'Gara. And finally, the sub back three, Fergus McFadden. So that's it. I'll throw all the actual stats up on the Facebook page over the weekend, including the names of everyone who voted. The only unanimous decisions at their positions were Cian Healy, Mike Ross, Paul O'Connell, and Jamie Heaslip. So thanks to everyone for chipping in. On the follower front, we're now up to 1777 between Facebook and Twitter, averaging 38 newbies per week. So to everyone who's signed up over the past 7 days, welcome on board. Hope you stay with us. Special thanks to all of those who are helping me get over the 1500 mark today on Twitter. Really appreciate the effort. Yous are all legends. Now, head over and check out my preview of the weekend's rugby on Sports News Ireland. There's a link to it on the blog. But my final score prediction for tonight, I think Ulster are going to keep it close. And it'll be Leinster 14, Ulster 9. And finally, wherever you are, be sure and enjoy your rugby this weekend. And always remember, stay in touch, never pause, always engage. Come on, the Leinster.